Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 314 for May 17th, 2007, the UV Hawk. And now, get ready for Dick!
It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Dickie D and Leo 2. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with the gadget of the day for you. Just add water, you're through. It makes its own gravy, that's true.
I'll be here.
That's true.
Yeah, Dan Luters.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, very nice.
Isn't that a nice way to begin the show? It's just upbeat,
absolutely
pleasant. We've got we've got more jingles than the Dr.
You know,
Carter
if
has.
If we can get a few
pills.
More, well, we don't have to do the podcast.
Just play jingles for
just play jingles.
10 minutes.
And I'll just say I'll be here.
Seriously,
I'll say hi, Leo. We'll play like 12 jingles. I'll say I'll be here, and we're done.
I mean, Cousin Brucey would like having this many jingles. I mean, this is amazing. This is like the jingle show.
And the nice thing is they're nice.
They're great. Our listeners are so, you know, creative and talented. I just love that.
They are.
So, hello, Dick.
Hello, Leo.
How are you today?
I'm fine. And I build on what you say. Yesterday, you were kvetching.
I was
about
kvetching, yes.
The heat.
It
the
is.
Sun.
You should see. My shirt is unbuttoned to my navel. Maybe you shouldn't see.
I prefer not to see that. Okay. Ooh. But
yeah,
I would shut your webcam off if, if the Leo cam is off. It's the dinner hour. Oh,
yes.
No. Okay. So what I have today is the UV Hawk.
UV Hawk?
The UV Hawk. Okay. It's a little gizmo that measures the intensity of ultraviolet light.
Ah.
So what you do is you look in a little booklet to find out your skin type. 1 to 4. 1 is like if you're, you know, just like alabaster white.
Right.
And 2 is if you're kind of freckly. And 3 is more. I'm probably 3 more.
You're Italian. You got to
be Italian.
3.
I'm
what's
3.
The highest on the scale?
4. 4. 1 to 4.
Yeah, you're probably not 4. You're probably a 3.
3. I put in a 3.
Okay.
And then if you're wearing, and you probably should be, a suntan lotion, you put in what the sun factor of that lotion
is. The sun factor, okay.
Okay, and then you go out. There's a little gadget that hangs on your key ring. And you press a little button, and a blinking sunlight goes on. And it calculates your skin tone and the sun that you're wearing and how much ultraviolet light is in the air. And a stopwatch comes up. And it shows you how many minutes or hours you can be in that sunlight.
Really?
And next to it is a little percentage sign that you've been out there for 10% of the time that you should be there. So as the clock counts down, the percentage of how much time you should be out there goes up. And then at 5 minutes before you should get out of the sun, an alarm goes off.
This is like the little badges they wear in nuclear power plants where you're being exposed to radiation.
Yeah.
And it measures the radiation, and eventually it says, sorry, you're never going to reproduce.
That's
or something
right.
like that.
Something like that.
They should have a little sign that goes, skin cancer, skin cancer, skin cancer.
Right. No kids, no kids.
No kids.
No kids, no more.
Now, I'm looking at this. It's actually very affordable. It's $20 on Amazon.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, the list price.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in one part of the press kit it says 40, and another it says 30.
Now it's 20.
Wow, right. Well,
I would wait a little. It might go down more.
The device is 4 hours old. Yeah. What do you want?
Well, it'll be $5. Tomorrow they'll pay you to take it.
Yeah.
Just keep. No, this is neat. Now, where does it pick up the sun from? Does it have it?
There's a little lens on the top of it
when you first
hold it up.
And it looks like this thing hangs around your neck.
It can if you want. It comes with a little clip, so you can clip it to a bathing suit, or clip it to your clothing. It only weighs 2 ounces.
You know, this is a good idea. When you go to the beach with the kids, enter in the lowest, you know, the whitest of your kids. And,
right.
And you can just leave it on the blanket, and then mom will know it's time to get out of the sun.
Absolutely. And then it takes a sun protection factor of 0 to 100. 100, I think, is a piece of linoleum. Sun factor 100 is a 4x8 that you stand by, 2 inches thick. That sun factor.
That linoleum 100. Swimsuit sure is attractive. Hey, don't knock it. I'm a sun factor of 100 here.
Yeah.
SPF 100. Wow. All right. Well, this is kind of a neat
UV
idea.
UV hawk. Yeah.
You know, I was swimming this morning because it was so hot.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a pool?
No. No. Oh. I just go. I just find a pool and I jump in. And then I was at the club and you know, the country club where we go for the pool.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. At the Pendulum
with Biff and
Buffy
Tony.
And JT.
Oh yes.
And then we were at the Petaluma Country Club. No, actually, it's just a health club. But anyway, there was a woman in the next lane who clearly was worried about sun exposure because she was wearing linoleum. It was kind of amazing.
they have a golf club up there, don't they?
We have a little golf. How did you know that?
It's a number 4 iron, I think.
Yeah.
They don't have a club.
There's only one hole. Just got club.
Golf
That's
club.
All we have is a club. Okay.
Where's the golf club? Oh, it's over there in the corner. You can borrow
That's
it.
That's good. That's pretty much it, actually. But, you know, she was wearing a wetsuit, and, I mean, she was really head to toe, didn't want any sun at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was a hot day, so didn't look like a comfortable thing to wear. But this would be, I should say, maybe, excuse me, lady, have you heard about the UV Hawk ultraviolet sunlight?
Yeah, have you heard about the Daily Gizwiz in general?
Do you hear Dick and Leo in your head? Please don't tell anybody if you do, because that could be, it could get you in a little bit of trouble, to be honest with you. It's a real hazard. Oh, I heard, did you hear that? You know,
what was that?
The musicians do that when they want to play the jingle, the drummer just taps the drum.
They get ready.
He's getting, he's just like, he's going, come on, let's go, let's start, let's go. Yeah. All right, you can sing. Nothing worse than insistent jingle singers.
Yeah, well, they're not insistent. They're insistent on getting paid.
Well, that. Well, right, they can insist all they want. It ain't going to happen. All right, I'm sorry.
Okay.
We're gonna have a
Leo. Oh, this just says Leo. I can't believe thanks.
Well, I don't read my email, so I might as well send it to Dick.
Hey, yeah. Leo. So now they, warn your listeners about looking for their Knork flatware website. If you go to Knork.com, it's a virus-filled website.
Really?
Because the real site is Knork.net.
Don't go to Knork.com.
.com.
You wouldn't think there'd be a lot of people accidentally typing Knork.com. apparently there are.
There are. Well, probably after we started, publicizing it.
Well, it's interesting because I got an email about the Knork.
Well, that is amazing.
Yeah, fascinating, isn't it? From Shane Scholen. He's Shane's the guy who told us about the Knork. I got another email.
There's another Shane, the marriage guy, Shane. That Shane?
Pishposh? Shane and Pishposh?
Yeah, Pishposh Shane. No.
I wonder how that marriage is going.
I don't know. He'll send us an
inspired
update.
Inspired by the Daily Gizwiz. No, now I can't find it. Somebody sent me an email with something that's even, it's got a knife, fork, and spoon all on one unit.
Wow.
It's the Knork Forkoon or something. I don't know what you call it, but the Snorkfoon, Snorkafor. Anyway.
Oh, did you go to my web? Did you see on the opening page of my website? I haven't got the letter here. The guy sent me this, the most bizarre thing. It's silverware with wrenches on the end.
Yeah. What kind of food needs wrenches? Wait,
I don't
a minute.
Know. Go there. Let me go.
It's
there.
Got wrenches?
Yes, it's the most bizarre thing. Maybe I put the guy's name there. I'm not sure.
That is very strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just... No.
Why did somebody send us the original spork file? Or did we complain that we were missing the spork file?
I'm not sure.
I'm looking
at it. Oh, you see it? It's called Wrenchware.
Wrenchware. Jeez.
You see it? It's a knife with a pliers on the end. A fork with a...
You know, if you type gizbiz.wiz, nothing happens. Okay, here what? We go. Gizwiz.biz. No, I typed gizbiz.wiz.
Oh, no.
There
oh,
is
okay.
no dot
Careful,
wiz.
A porno site might come up.
Nothing comes up. It's no... Okay, so... Wait a minute. Where it is?
Scroll on down. Oh, scroll on down because someone else... You know, it's very... We really have a very inventive audience because someone sent me the chalk. Do you know about the chalk?
The chalk. That's the one. The oh, wait a minute. Now, here's... I'm seeing the one with the wrenches. That's bizarre.
Yeah, that's wrenchware.
And here's chopsticks and fork.
Right. The chalk yes. is a fork and chopsticks. That was Josh in Denver sent that.
Wrenchware. Oh, this yeah. is this Miss Daisy that sent... I know.
Yes, Daisy from Massachusetts.
Yes, Miss Daisy. That. She's a librarian. She's wonderful.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What the heck is that?
What's that?
Mm. Oh, I'm playing the What the Heck Is It game. As long as
oh,
I'm,
the What the Heck Is It
As long as I'm on the website, I might as well play
you
the
might well do something.
What the Heck Is It game. I have no idea what that is.
Oh, you know what's so funny? Scroll up a little. There's a use of the cord snake, which
yeah?
was last month's What the Heck Is It?
Yeah.
The inventor sent me an email.
You're kidding.
He said, I'm typing in cord snake because I invented it, and I go to your website, and he said, how in the world made you think to use it?
To tie said, up your boat.
Yeah. I said, well, we had a lot of fun with it. So, anyway.
So. That's great.
Yeah.
So you see, you're helping people everywhere.
We're helping people
yes.
everywhere we can.
Everywhere we go.
Everywhere we go,
yes.
we spread joy.
Joy, and I'm so
Wherever
sorry. Whoever sent me the link to the spoon, knife, and fork, I'm sorry that I've misplaced your email.
Yeah, I know. You know, I do that now. When I send people back, I say, "I'll try to read your letter on the air," but by the time we get to record, it'll probably be misplaced.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, we get tons
pretty,
of mail.
That's pretty much it. It's misplaced
yeah, it is,
somewhere.
It is.
If it's not the mail, it's your glasses. It's one or the other, and it's just the chances of it getting read, frankly, are infinitesimal. Where
infinitesimal?
Infinitesimal. Yes.
Okay.
I don't. Oh shoot. Oh well. I'll remember it at some point, and I'll give you credit. But thank you for. We love getting your email. Anytime you want to email us, go ahead.
Yeah, the stuff. Yeah.
Please do.
Oh,
well,
we're saying we, aren't you?
We. Yeah. We yeah, love.
Anytime
getting
you
email,
want to email us,
just send it right along to Dick. he'll be glad to read it and pass it along to me.
If it's important.
Even if it's, you know, important, you can just hold on to it. I'm sure. Yeah. If it's really important, they'll send it again.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Dick, we're out of time. We're going to take a break. Come back. You know what tomorrow is?
What?
Why, it's a visit to the Gadget Warehouse.
Ooh.
I hope you have some dusty old gadget to drag out for us.
I do.
What a surprise. We'll see. We'll see you then, Dick.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.